Broadcasting.
Blog Talk USA. Are you tired of waiting for change? Tune in to Blog Talk USA. Let your voice be heard on Blog Talk USA.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome on this Thursday night to Blog Talk USA for this Testimony Tuesday special edition of Wrap It Up Live with Pastor A.F. Riggins. We're happy to be here with you, and as always, and before we get started, I just want to tell you quickly how you can always find us for this and every program live at Blog Talk USA. You can listen live by phone, and for Wrap It Up Live, you can chat the entire time and discuss with Pastor A.F. Riggins at 515-605-9375. Press 1 if you want to join the discussion, or you can listen by phone the entire time, and we cannot hear you. So press 1 if you have comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts on tonight's discussion. You can find us at our 24-hour network, blogtalkusa.com. You can find us at our Blog Talk Radio channel, blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkusa. Click follow once you find us there, and you can set timers for programs that you would like to catch. You can listen to archived episodes, and you can get to all of our social media through Blog Talk Radio channel, at our Blog Talk USA channel at Blog Talk Radio. And finally, you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on TuneIn. Just type Blog Talk USA, one word, into the search bar and click subscribe once you find us on there. However it is that you do find us, we thank you so much for finding us. And I'll remind everyone that Wrap It Up Live with Pastor A.F. Riggins usually comes on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is a special edition, and we're happy to share it with you. And now, without any further delay, here's your host, Pastor A.F. Riggins. Welcome, Pastor.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I hope I was making a lot of noise then. I thought I was on mute.
Yes, you were.
Okay, no. All right. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was trying to get my stuff. It's right. Not the regular time I really have a show. So, it was kind of some loose ends. Glad to be on tonight. I hope we have some callers. I know there's off night, and so we may not have any callers coming in. But I wanted to be on the record early on the same day of the event to be able to talk about what happened today, because we have been focusing on the Trump administration and collusion with Russia and all those things surrounding it. So tonight with Comey's testimony, I wanted to be able to address some of it. Yesterday I was talking about the testimony on Facebook and posts, and I want to thank Ms. Pigos for being the producer of this show, and Mr. Baron Glass for being the creator of this show, and Mr. Ron Spikes for the platform. Yesterday I made a post about it, and I was saying, what's the information we get out tonight? Will it lead to impeachment? Of course, I got some replies who often think when I'm talking about impeachment, they think that I'm talking about impeachment in the near future. I think I'm talking about impeachment immediately right now. And folk get in an uproar all of a sudden and start saying, "Now, Pastor, you're talking out of your head. This is not going to ever happen. Republican Congress, so forth. And first of all, everyone's hollering impeachment. Impeachment does not happen right away in any situation. As a historian, I know this. First of all, with the Andrew Johnson, after Lincoln's assassination, became president of the United States, and because of radical reconstruction of the South, eventually led to his impeachment, but it took 3 or 4 years. But of course, his impeachment did not lead to him being found guilty. Bill Clinton, his impeachment came like a year and a half after he lied on the stand about his encounters with Monica Lewinsky, and he had to have a Republican Congress to impeach him, and then you had a Republican Senate, but 45 Democrats voted for him, and so based on that, 67 senators did not impeach him. Take 67 senators finding guilty. When I talk about impeachment, I'm saying, does the investigation set up a climate in which we, as the voters, the X factor, We as the voter, the X factor in 2018, see, democracy works in a collaborative effort. Let me say it again. Democracy works in a collaborative effort. We have a republic. Republic means this, not a Republican. That's a party. Republic means that we vote on people to represent us in government. We vote on congressmen. We vote on senators. We vote on people in the executive office, President of the United States, to represent us in government. Is there enough information coming out? Would investigation lead us to a point that in 2018, we as voters become the X factor and say, we need a Democratic House of Representatives. We need to flip the Senate so that we then have the numbers that we need to attack this issue through impeachment. And it's going to be harder to get him to come out as president because of the fact that it takes 6 or 7 senators to vote him out or to find him guilty. But further than that, if the special counsel determines that he committed a crime, he may not have to come out, but he may have to. We may not be able to vote him out, but he may resign. Or when his term comes up, if we understand that he's committed a crime and he's not voted back in as a private citizen, there's no statute of limitation unless the new president pardons him. So when I talk about impeachment, I'm not talking about, oh, Comey goes on the Hill today, he testifies, and then the next couple of months, they're going to impeach him. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying if what he has done, is it impeachable? Has he committed misdemeanors and high crimes or whatever the term may be? Where has his conduct reached an impeachable level? And if it has, what say we as the voters in the United States of America? Do we stand by and let a crook be in office? So what process do we take? We go out to 2018, we put a Congress in place that can address this. That is what I am speaking about when I say impeachment. When I say impeachment, I'm speaking about the fact that we've got to come to a point in which we understand that what he's committed is a crime. Now, today, Comey had a lot to say. And, of course, Trump's personal lawyer, which tells me when the president of the United States has to have a personal lawyer speak for him, that speaks volumes. When have we had the personal lawyer of George Bush speak for him? When have we had the personal lawyer of Barack Obama speak for him? Even Bill Clinton, he might have had a personal lawyer at hand, but I don't even remember him speaking for Bill Clinton, but he probably had one of them. He had defense counsel the whole time because from day one, Whitewater was in there with him. You know, dealing with Whitewater, went to this, went to that, went to the other. The whole time he was on investigation just because he was elected president of the United States. And folks trying to say just because Trump was elected president of the United States, no, it's how he became president of the United States is his problem. And now he's created his master, and the master is out there. He, from day one, tried to cause Comey to say, I'm loyal to you, just as the mafia would do, or some nefarious businessman try to put you into a corner and make you, later Trump called that thing we have, this thing we have, which we have this special relationship where you can't, I don't want you coming after me or coming after my people, and Comey didn't fall for it, okay? Second thing, I'm going to call it the Valentine's, and that actually happened in history, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, where they had a big fight or a big killing of people on Valentine's. The reason why I say this is because on February the 14th, he pulled them aside into the room by himself and says, I hope you let this Flynn thing go. And now, hoping he let this Flynn thing go is the way I'm saying. When he told Jeff Sessions to leave, told Kushner to leave, everything, he's trying to tell him, back off. And Comey took it as a directive, okay? And Ms. Pigos might have some tape of all this, of this testimony at some point.
Yeah.
We find him keep calling, and all say call the switchboard of the White House so he can make it seem like Comey was calling him. So he's doing all kind of little tricks in this thing. What all amounts to is that he's trying to get Comey to back calm down, and then say, I'm under investigation. Well, guess what? You think if a police is investigating you, that all the time he has to tell you he's investigating you? Second thing, if you're the president of the United States and the buck stops with you, you think Comey's going to sit there and tell him, classified in his face, I'm investigating you. We're investigating you. He said, no, right now you're not under, right now you're not under investigation. But Comey goes on to say, being that he was trying to pressure him, being that he got fired, he cannot say now that Trump is not under investigation by the special counsel. Because what Trump did was fire the man investigating the case. So since he fired the man investigating the case, you did now put a case on yourself. It's basically what's happening. Second thing, or it might not be second, but third or fourth thing, is that there are a lot of classified things about the dossier. And what Trump was worrying about was, hey, man, I want all stuff coming out about me and these prostitutes and, you know, and the golden shower and all this kind of food, just the salacious stuff. He didn't want all this coming out, okay? But while he's trying to deal with the dossier comes M6. It's down there, you know, you know about Bond, James Bond, and all stuff. This is the British spies, the British law enforcement. Scotland Yard has the information that they passed on to us, you see? And so there's some truth in that dossier that Trump don't want out. And what it all goes back to is that then they talked about the link between the bank, and they said we can't talk. All this classified stuff we can't talk about. And what was the elephant in the room is the reason why everybody's skirting around the Attorney General, because the Attorney General himself is just like Flynn. Jeff Sessions himself been meeting with Russians. Matter of fact, just came out on CNN a while ago that in the closed session that it was found out and discovered there's a third meeting that Jeff Sessions has had with the Russians that was not even talked about. So he should even be, he's under investigation. He's recluded himself from the investigation that he's under, and he's the top prosecutor in the nation. Oh, what terrible thing we have weaved here. And that's why Trump says, I like the unintelligent, the very unintelligent. I want folk that's stupid and ignorant to believe everything I'm doing. And then those of us who even have education, we get frustrated because we want something quick to happen, or we're thinking that people are saying something short term and we're hollering and screaming out emotions. And I know I get emotional and get the top of my voice sometimes, but speaking from it in a even from an even common sense approach, speaking about it from an historical approach, speaking about it from a political and a law approach, a lawful approach, this stuff is a process. Comey's testimony now becomes part of the special investigation process. See, this testimony becomes collaboration with classified information. This testimony can lead to putting together whatever's going on that they see that they can't tell us about in the closed session. So that's when I say, are we on to a road to impeachment? I'm not talking about in October this year. I'm talking about maybe January. I'm talking about maybe February 2019. You see what I'm saying? If we are the X factor. We, as the citizens of the United States, have to say, wait a minute. When is enough enough that we go out to vote and put folk in that can make this thing happen? Is when I say impeach. What to say to you tonight? Wrap it up, Pastor F. Riggins. There's a lot of nuances, there's a lot of details, there's a lot of, matter of fact, they even tried to bring in the stuff that will happen about Hillary Clinton, and what he's trying to say is this. The Hillary Clinton case was closed. There was no crime committed by having a separate server, okay? But in that process, Loretta Lynch was worried about it and called it a matter, which she shouldn't have done that, okay? So by the time she said call it a matter, and Bill Clinton steps on the tarmac with her, and the Russians claim they're going to spin information about all this stuff, the Russians saying that they have information they're going to use against Hillary Clinton, he had to come down. He was trying to shut down the confusion before it gets started, but the confusion was worse than just talking about Hillary Clinton emails. The confusion for the Russians was going to get into John Podesta, going to get into, what's her name today? Because even Putin was talking about this the other day. The African-American young lady out of New Orleans who was over the DNC that had to resign. Donald Brazil, you see? Oh, yes. Even Putin, what's her name was in interviewing Putin the other day?
Wasserman? Oh, sorry.
No. The one who used to work on Fox is now with NBC. The one that blood coming out of everywhere.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly was interviewing Putin the other day, and Putin kept saying that we didn't do this. The DNC did this to themselves. You see that lady that had to resign? The lady had to resign from DNC? You see, they were doing crooked stuff. He's talking about Donald Brazile. You see, so they were all up in Donald Brazile emails, all up in John Podesta emails, all up in everybody's email, creating this big mess to bring Hillary Clinton down. Okay? While what's not being talked about also that has been alluded to by Marco Rubio and other Republicans, that during the Republican primary, they were bringing them down also, Bush and Rubio and all of them. What is not being said, which they hate to come to, and by February 2019, if the impeachment charges come, we're going to all have to agree to this, they were in the voting process. They were in the voting process in the primaries, in the voting process in the general election. We're not just talking about the emails and influencing and trying to find out the database. I believe they were in the actual voting process. Nobody wants to say that undermines our democracy so deep. It cuts at the confidence. That when I go out to vote, does my vote count? It's why they're afraid to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But we've been on a cyber war with Russia, as he said, for years. See, that's what Romney was getting at in 2012. And I go back to my. I love Barack Obama. I vote for him again and again and again if I could. But I kept saying that he needed to do something. Now, if the FBI knew in January 2015, that Russia was messing with us, December 2015, that Russia was messing with us, or even before then, that tells me that President Barack Obama has to step up and exclude himself from the election altogether and shut down the Russia. That's just me. You see, everybody's saying now, country over party, country over party. Back then, country needed to be over party. But they were dealing with something that they couldn't, that this is not a conventional war. See, they're not talking about shooting planes, and we're not talking about shooting nuclear weapons. We're not talking about a Cold War, about ideology, which it is wrapped into the Cold War. But we're talking about a cyber war in which they underestimated the power of the Russians. Okay? And so this is what we're dealing with today, that I believe, this is me saying, that what we're saying that, as one person said today, Donald Trump was compromised by the Russians. He'll borrow money from anybody, China, North Korea, anybody getting money and borrow from him. And the Russians know they had it in the back pocket financially. And so when he decided to run for president of the United States, they said, here we got the guinea pig right here. And so they holding that over him. And whatever he did over there, that dossier over him, so he had to try it. And that's why we had him, the platform changing at the RNC. That's why Manafort was involved. That's why all this is coming to this. But now Donald Trump is trying to say, keep it away from my presidency. It might have happened in the candidacy, but keep it away from my presidency. Stay off of us. Leave Flynn alone. And my under investigation, can you be quiet and go away? And Comey did not go away. He stood up today as a patriot of the United States of America. What say you tonight? Rapid Live, Pastor Young Riggins.
All the lines are open.
Doc, you're the Roland Martin of the radio station.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I believe that we have to stop playing with it. I believe Russia hacked our voting machines, and they don't want to admit it because it would shake the confidence of the people that are voting. I believe that from the very beginning. I don't think that this buffoonness in the White House is a legitimate president. Just like I didn't believe that George H.W. Bush. George Jr. was the legitimate president. I think that if you notice, everything the Republican does is stealing, lying,
yes,
cheating. They are diabolical. They are Comey felt like he had to memorialize everything that he did with Trump from the very beginning. And
yeah,
that's telltale. We are in a constitutional crisis, and our country is lying to us because they don't want us to know, because many of them are in office by illegitimate means. I'm talking about the Senate, talking about the House. I don't believe they gerrymandered many of them, and that's how they're in the House. The senators, the same way, they've gerrymandered and gotten the statewide elections to where they're now in control. And I think it'll blow the cover off everything. I believe they've been hacking. I think that I just call it what you want to. I never trusted the electronic ballots, and because I knew that everybody knows that anything electronic can be penetrated. There's no sure thing. So where do we go from here? Well, I think that, you know, as bad as look, it'll kill the stock market, but, you know, us poor people are already broke and poor. We don't, I mean, you know, kill the stock market. It ain't going to hurt us. It's going to hurt them. But this stuff got to get, has to become, it has to get changed, man. It's sad to hear. If you sat in there and you listened, or if you watched the debate today, you saw a man trying to tell them, y'all in trouble.
Yeah.
We're not telling them y'all are in trouble. He said, he's letting you know that this man in the White House is diabolical. He's a liar. He's a con artist. He's not believable. And he's dangerous. And and he's been bought off. He's a Manchurian candidate, and he's been bought off. He and his family, Kushner, all of them need to go to jail. They need to taste jail a little bit. They need to. I'm just putting that out there. They need to find out what it means to live on three hots and a cot.
Yeah.
And because they have sold America a bill of goods. While you're snatching the bread out of poor people's mouths, you're
right,
telling people to die, fend for yourself with the health care. They're still, and the Republican Party is still doing their dirt while all this is going on. This is a distraction, I'm trying to tell you. They know this stuff, where this stuff is heading, but they're wanting you to watch the train wreck while they rob the country blind, and I digress.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called. It's not called a new world order. It's called another world order. This is another world order, not a new world order. And I'm just bringing out. We've always heard about new world order. The new world order is coming. This is another world order, and it's the world order on the size or the type of how Russia is run, how dictators are. That's not the word I'm looking for, because he's not quite a dictator. But how guys come in, they could be elected by people. But at the same time, they abuse
oligarchs.
Power. Oligarchs, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Abusive power, and the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And what happens is people on the sidelines, like these Republicans, they're going to do they, because there's, in other words, while you robbing dealers, I'm robbing Walmart. Let me say it again. Everybody looking at you trying to rob dealers, the police chasing you, I'm down the street robbing Walmart.
Right.
You get it? While he's in his dirt and everybody trying to figure his dirt out and what he's done, they're saying, oh, there ain't nothing really to see here, because they want you to keep on trying to chase your tail while they're down there doing what they need to do. And I didn't cover it about the fact that he thought it was a liar from the beginning. But this is what I said almost every day at election on my Facebook page. He's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's a fraud. You can't. Nelson, correct me one night. You can't take $100 million and go seek bankruptcies, 3,500 lawsuits, you know, and people losing jobs and Atlantic City upside down. And everywhere he goes, all his businesses failed and all his casinos gone, and say he's not a fraud. The same fraudulent, lying, cheating crook, you know, 13-year-old girl accusing him of rape, and, you know, his wife was a nude model that got her papers illegally, and third wife, you know, and this craziness, and we don't think he'll come in here, and all of a sudden, and this, what he did today, this is what really made me mad. He went to the evangelical church meeting today, as if to say, if I go to church, why are they doing it? This is going to save my soul. And somebody say, he quoted out Isaiah. I bet you was trying to quote, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Somebody didn't put that in there. I don't know what he quoted. I'm going to look up the speech. I didn't get time to look up the speech, what he said today. They say he was quoting out Isaiah and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you what, the devil knows the Bible too.
Yeah.
The devil knows the Bible too. The Bible said the demons tremble at the sound of the name Jesus. But they can't live it. They can't do nothing about it. But run for cover. And ain't no hiding place. You don't hear me? So just cause he went with the evangelical church, that's what I'm telling you. Religion is a beast in itself. The evangelical church says, come over here today, we'll pray for you, lay hands on you, baptize you, anoint you with oil, and when I call me is lying on you, God is saving you. The devil is a lie. And Trump's a lie too.
You know the evangelical church and you know what we're having down here in where you're from or where you resided at for a while. How the evangelicals, because if you really look at it, that's who they are, robbed a mission blind, robbed a blind, mismanaged money and everything else. Look, these people are not of God. They use God as a cover. They use God to make you drop your guards down. They use God as a shield. You know, the old folk, you say, he's my buckler and my shield. They really mean that. I'm going to use God to cover me while I rob people blind, while I take advantage of people. And for the evangelical, the Faith and Freedom Conference to embrace Donald J. Trump, who got three baby mamas, got five children that are not by the same woman. Donald Trump, black. He the black president. I digress.
Wow.
George, nothing for you to say that, man, though. That's wrong, though. I know what you mean, but for you to say that, it means that you disparage African-American men. You see what I'm saying? I understand what you mean, though. not only African-American men are baby mamas. You got a lot of Anglo men and baby daddies. So I know what you mean, though. He's giving you the stereotype of what they try to do to African-American men.
I'm saying. The stereotype, they stereotype our people, but it's more them that abandon their wives. They do wife swapping.
Absolutely.
They have interchange marriages. They have multiple marriages. Then they have the audacity to tell you that if you've been married more than once, you can't pastor a church, but yet still all they folks are freaks. They don't say nothing about the homosexuals. They get bitter about the homosexuals, but most of them are gay.
Mm-hmm.
What don't come out in the wash, come out in the rinse. Most of them are, there are guys who I thought were straight up, Christian men who were Caucasian showing their body parts got all over the internet.
Undercover brothers, yeah. Now, so I want somebody else to weigh in. Now, you see what I'm saying with the roadmap to go from here is that let the investigations keep going. In the Congress, it's going to be hard in the House of Representatives because so many Republicans, they're scared to come out and really just go down deep into it. But in the Senate, it seems like a bipartisan approach is coming, even though they got some dead weight on there. Like John McCain come out and see now himself today, trying to put something together, wasn't even together. Let the special counsel be going. Let all that be going. But everything that comes out should weigh up on the voter for November 2018. See, what we're talking about is we got to get ourselves in a position to vote people in that can impeach. Vote, and just because it had never been done, don't mean it can't be done, as far as the impeachment leads to a trial. If there's ever a candidate in the United States who can go to trial on impeachment of a president and be found guilty, it's Donald J. Trump. Why? Because, see, Johnson was impeached for the Reconstruction Act. They impeached him on political terms because they were so mad about him trying to change the South. Okay? Bill Clinton was impeached on personal activities with a woman that was and lied on the oath about it. But this man, a presidency, was based on collusion with another country. That is treason.
Yes.
That is treason. So don't downplay that. So they're like, that's treason. So we as the voters got to rise up and say, wait a minute, do we want to be Russianites or Americans? Do we want to be a satellite country or do we want to lead the world?
Yeah.
See, so then we go in and vote people in and say, wait a minute, enough with this. This can't happen again. We ain't worried about 2018. We're not worried about 2020. We're going to let you know that if you come in and cooperate with these fools, because they're going to do it anyway. They tried on France. It didn't work. They tried in every way to work. But if somebody's going to collaborate with them and collude with them, you're not worth to be an American citizen. At the least, if we don't lock you up, we take away your citizenship and send you to Russia where you belong. But your name forever scarred as being a treasonous act.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. But we have to vote folks in that can do that.
Right. Pastor Riggins, I want to let you know I do have the audio that you mentioned. I've got several, just whenever you're ready. And I also have audio of Lawrence Wilkerson, he's a lifelong Republican.
Y'all keep going in and out. I don't know if that's if anybody else is having that experience, but you keep going in and out, and I think that your phones are tapped.
Trump? No.
No. Y'all, nothing. Make sure wherever you're at in your house, then over there in that small city over there, that you in a place you're getting good tower reception too, because sometimes you go in and out to us.
True. True story.
Hey, also, before you play the audio, you did send me an article that's talking about the fact what I keep talking about, and folks don't keep saying I'm talking crazy, but they did. But there's an article about them getting into the election system.
Yeah.
They got into the machines. They got into the machines. Folks don't want to say that because they want to say we are not the most protected. That's why folks' bank accounts get ripped out by cyber attacks. This is why whole companies like Target and all kind of other big businesses come out. Somebody hacked us and got all your stuff. Our voting machines are not foolproof. I digress in the words of George Nelson. Play me some audio, ma'am. Play me some audio.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'll tell you about the audio that I have. It's not Comey while I'm loading up the Comey audio. It's Lawrence Wilkerson. He was Colin Powell's chief of staff. He worked for the Reagan administration, lifelong Republican. He's the one who came out during the Tea Party Revolution and said, my party is racist, period. He's also the one who wrote the book about how Fox News has ruined our discourse and our politics and created an alternate reality for Republicans. I have some great audio of him that we can play at some point whenever you would like to, if you want. It's pretty incredible what he says. And the first audio reel that I have, this is Comey discussing Trump, being afraid that Trump might lie, and that's why he kept this journal. Here we go.
For that reason, I immediately came home as a private citizen. But then the explanations, the shifting explanations, confused me and increasingly concerned me. They confused me because the president and I had had multiple conversations about my job, both before and after he took office. And he had repeatedly told me I was doing a great job and he hoped I would stay. And I had repeatedly assured him that I did intend to stay and serve out the remaining 6 years of my term. He told me repeatedly that he had talked to lots of people about me, including our current attorney general, and had learned that I was doing a great job and that I was extremely well-liked by the FBI workforce. So it confused me when I saw on television the president saying that he actually fired me because of the Russia investigation, and learned again from the media that he was telling privately other parties that my firing had relieved great pressure on the Russia investigation. I was also confused by the initial explanation that was offered publicly, that I was fired because of the decisions I had made during the election year. That didn't make sense to me for a whole bunch of reasons, including the time and all the water that had gone under the bridge since those hard decisions that had to be made. That didn't make any sense to me. And although the law required no reason at all to fire an FBI director, the administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies, plain and simple. And I am so sorry that the FBI workforce had.
Oh my God.
There we hear. He's saying that now. That's what made him come out, because he finds out that Trump says, listen, I need the pressure off of me. That's old saying into my black African-American men and all this. That's old saying in the black community, pressure busts pipe. What it means, you put pressure on, so too much pressure, or water pressure, or make a pipe bust, you know. And so you keep on putting pressure on somebody, they're going to have to move around. And so that's just old cliche. But the point of it is that the pressure was on Trump, and so he had to try to get out from under pressure. So he got rid of Comey. And then did it where he finds out about it through news media. And he could even go back. And so he made it look like that there's such a disarray in the FBI that he can't even have a formal resignation and him, you know, and so he can't even go back and say bye to his people. That's not mobbish or mafia style. And I don't know what else I can call it. Thuggish.
Yeah. He sent his knee breaker to do it, too. His personal muscle man, who's been his guy for 20-something years, because he has personal security along with the Secret Service, he sent that guy, his knee breaker, to deliver this note to Comey. It's absolutely mobbish.
No. Comey finds out about it on TV.
Oh, right. But
before it even comes to him. Yeah, right. He found out about it on TV.
Yes. While he was addressing members of his, you know, FBI, doing a face-to-face kind of meeting with them. And he thinks it's a joke. I mean, it's the whole beyond tacky. This, you're right. It's thuggish. Just thuggish. And, in fact, some of the audio that I have, Lawrence Wilkerson is saying he cannot see this administration and the actual Republican Party under Trump as anything other than a mafia crime family at this point. He said that.
Well, Paul Ryan says we all in the family last year.
That's right.
He caught on an open mic talking about that they know that Trump is working with the Russians, but we keep within the family.
Right.
That's the privilege of being in the family.
Mm.
Yes, okay. Who else want to say something? I'm not going to stay on too long. I just wanted to be able to put out the path of where we're going. We'll talk more about this on Sunday night. But I'm just trying to let us know that the path where we're going is when I'm talking about impeachment, Pastor A.F. Riggins, I don't know what other people are talking about. I'm saying, did the crimes he commit? You say, Pastor, well, that's an underscore. Did he? Yeah, we know that. But process to impeachment is a inside job and outside job. What do you mean? Inside job means Congress does its job, but outside job is the public puts the pressure on Congress. How the public put the pressure on Congress? We put people in Congress to do the job. They represent us. So 2018 elections is very important. We have to flip the House and flip the Senate for this to happen. We have to flip the House and the Senate for that. We don't have the heart. We don't have the force behind us. We don't have the inspiration to go out and vote in droves and flip. In spite of if they try to hack the elections in 2018 and flip the House and the Senate, then what we got is what we're gonna deal with. And then what happened is a special counsel has to come all the way down the road and almost pressure him to resign, or after he is voted out, or at some point as a private citizen, make him pay for the crimes. That's what I mean about, we do not believe that this lays down a collaboration for anything else coming out that's going to be classified and declassified for grounds for impeachment. George Nelson, you have any closing remarks tonight? He probably went to dinner. That's what I'm going to have to do in a few minutes.
We shall overcome.
Oh, you said like your dad watching with Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, sir. We have to. I think we need to stay awoke. I think we need to pay attention, and focus, and we need to get the word out. I know it's a difficult thing. You got a lot of people with other things on their minds right now, but we've got to. We've definitely got to. Stay awoke, and we got to pay attention. We got to get others to wake up. You know, we got to get others to wake up. We got to get them to see that what they're dealing with. This is going to cost them in the long run, because what they're planning on doing and what they're doing behind the scenes, is that they're raping America. They're raping America, and there's a group that's part of that Republican regime that really want to thin the herd. That's what they call it, thinning the herd.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of some people, and they want to get rid of as many poor people as they possibly can, because they think that they're a drag on the American economy.
And all people too.
Yeah,
is a drag on the American economy, so if they sick, let them go ahead on and die. Come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Paul Ryan,
absolutely.
Mitch McConnell with his stupid self. Turkey Mitch.
He old enough to be in it too. He old enough to
If you look at it, for Donald Trump to buy 50 senators only cost him $50 million. A million dollars apiece, they happy as a city in New York.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
For $1 million.
Oligarchs buy people off.
I'm not saying that this would happen,
but it can be true that he can't
buy
50. All he gotta do fifty.
That's
Republicans, yes, right.
All he have to do is if he ain't bought them, prove it to me. Watch these suckers. Mm-hmm. And watch their families, and watch and see who's driving new cars, buying new land, going into business, and things of that nature. Not them directly, but I'm talking about in their family, in their immediate family, down somewhere in their family, that somebody's benefiting, because $1 million ain't nothing to sneeze at. And
especially you get $122 million from the Saudi Arabians through Ivanka Trump Foundation,
just like the Clinton
Foundation. Right. So the foundation
that's
can be set up. Now we're going into some stuff that we are calculating, and we're not saying all this is true, but this could be something that can happen. You can easily go get $122 million for the foundation that she sets up. That foundation follows the money.
That's your payoff. Isn't it amazing how he's not getting along with anybody in Western Europe, in the European nations, but he get along with the Middle Easterns and the Asians.
And the Russians.
Matter of fact, for the first time in history, Iran was attacked by terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But you know,
not under Barack Obama.
Yeah, let me explain something to you. Because what happened is, all the while, ISIL is the Sunnis, and Iran and Iraq were both Shiites.
Mm-hmm.
But when Trump comes in there and muddies up the water, he makes it easier for them to have even just go places they never have been to go against each other. You see what I'm saying? He opens the door, and it's easier for them to do this stuff. Because at least there's containment. Barack Obama policies include containment, even if not military, but politically containment. When he opens the door wide open, hey, man, whoever can swap hands, money with each other, shake hands the other way, wink the eye the other way, let's just get this done. It's just chaos everywhere, as long as I come out with holding money in my hand.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
The fake news he spread about Qatar, the Russian fake news, we have 11,000 troops in Qatar.
Right.
They all deploy from Qatar for the things that we do in the Middle East. And he's spreading.
So now he's sending Rex Tillerson over there to try to mediate it. So what? He didn't come out and say that he solved it. Come on. That's the same way Russia does with Syria. They make all the fake news and go into Syria like they're trying to solve it. So now he wants to send Rex Tillerson to go solve the problem that really wasn't a problem. Yeah, today it was reported. Rex Tillerson wants to go and mediate. Well, that's to make him look good, to make Trump look good. We're going around the world solving all these problems.
Not only that, his whole goal is like in the Bible when Moses, when they found out Moses was really a Hebrew, they said, wipe his name from every book.
Yeah.
Right, you want to wipe President Barack Obama's name from every book.
That's right.
He's trying to wipe it from every book.
Because the Arab Spring and the Palestinian Israel peace process, all that stuff, he wants to muddy it all up, mess it all up. Barack Obama didn't do anything. Now, whether we get something done or not, just make sure he didn't get anything done.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why he's obsessed. Obsessed with the man he will never hold a candle to, and he knows it.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's a white supremacist. He's
exactly.
a white supremacist.
Yeah. Yes, Steve
exactly.
Bannon.
Exactly.
I like Steve Bannon. I like how Joe Scarborough often uses the Time magazine cover where it says President Steve Bannon on the front of it. Basically,
yes.
Joe Scarborough is saying all of his ideals, everything he's doing is based on what Steve Bannon here is talking about as a white nationalist, you know, sitting up there as a white supremacist telling them what to do. And like even
right.
like when they had the Article 5 that was supposed to be talked about in front of NATO.
Yep.
Rex Tillerson
yep.
and McMaster's had it in there. Steve Bannon took it out.
Yep.
And he took it out.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So that's
yep.
what they do. Everything you just listen. The words that come out of his mouth are not half the time are not his words. It's his ideals, what he believes in. But he's you know,
yeah.
smart enough to just like they had the, you know, co-op of Michelle Obama's speeches for Melania. Well, he just co-op
yep.
speeches and go that they write for him. Steve Miller and Steve Bannon write these speeches for him. And he go out there and say it like a little puppet. He is a puppet in
That's
every
right.
sense of the word, inside and outside.
An un-American,
as Hillary Clinton says, you're a puppet. Well, I want to go to Higher Ground.
Unpatriotic president.
This is Pastor A.F. Riggins. I want to go to Higher Ground. It's Pastor A.F. Riggins. And you've been listening to Rapid of Live, Pastor A.F. Riggins, special edition. On the testimony of James Comey. What say you? Where do we go from here? On Sunday night, we'll be back at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to go deep into our discussion of the events that are going on in the community, our city, and our world. How do we impact our community and our world? How do we make Sunday morning reach Monday morning? Pastor Hill Riggins, go to Higher Ground. Have a great night.
Keep on learning. Soldier. new